What's up, guys? It's your girl Miana, and we're back again today for Have You Heard Podcast. And today we're going to talk about my top three things that I do when I'm having a panic attack or when my anxiety is really high and I know I need to just get through it. So if you're interested, stay tuned. What's up, you guys? So, for those who do not know, or just to kind of give a little bit of background, because I feel like I say for those who do not know almost every time I come on here, but for a little bit of background, I was diagnosed with general anxiety disorder in January of 2016. So I do actually have anxiety. They did originally put me on Ativan in addition to my antidepressants, but I did not feel comfortable taking Ativan, nor did my mother feel comfortable with me taking Ativan, just because she felt like, well, we both felt like at that point that the Ativan was kind of calming me down, and just making me a very different person than who I naturally am. So we had to let Ativan go, but I still do deal with anxiety. I can definitely say if I had to vote or if I had to make a decision, I would definitely say that my anxiety is probably my issue or the mental issue that I'm dealing with about 70% of the time. My depression is still pretty intense, but I have better control over it now. But my anxiety is a whole different thing. So one of the three things that I do when it comes to my anxiety being high or me having a panic attack or things like that, one of my favorite things to do actually is to just go outside. I'm very much so a homebody, and I like being home. I like being in my apartment. I like being in my bed. Like, I just kind of like to be by myself and in my own world. So one of the main things that I do whenever I feel my anxiety getting high or whenever I am having a panic attack is I go outside, whether it's to walk around the greenway that I live next to, or if it's to just walk around the neighborhood, or if it's to walk to the store or anything like that. One of my biggest things, and one of the very first things I definitely try to do, is to go outside, try to get some fresh air, try to get some sunlight, try to breathe, and definitely just kind of try to get my mind away from whatever is causing my anxiety or whatever is causing my panic attack to go off. So that's number one. Go outside, get some exercise, get some fresh air, and change your scenery. Okay, my second thing, which just as a fair warning may not work for others just because everyone does not have the same beliefs, but I did grow up in an African Methodist Episcopal household, so I have a very Christian family, a very Christian mother. So my second thing, whenever my anxiety is high, whenever I'm feeling weird, or whenever I can't breathe too well, is to definitely listen to a few of my favorite gospel songs. To definitely listen to a few of my favorite gospel songs. So my ultimate favorite right now is Yes by Shekinah Glory. I also love, classics, Never Would Have Made It, He Saw the Best in Me. My absolute favorite gospel song in the world is Handwriting on the Wall, but that's an old, old one. I Know I've Been Changed, Break Every Chain, God Is Here. I could go on and on about my favorite gospel songs, but definitely whenever I do have an anxiety attack, whenever my anxiety is high, I really like to stop, plug in my headphones, turn on my Google Home or whatever I can, and get some gospel music going, get some gospel music blasting. Definitely, I like to get my Bible out. I like to pray. I could definitely say a lot of my worst breakdowns and a lot of my worst panic attacks have happened in the middle of me praying. Because prayer is when you can get a lot of things out. You can get a lot of things off your mind, a lot of things off your chest, and just be able to talk without being judged. So, number two, whenever my anxiety is high, whenever I'm having a panic attack, I definitely drown my thoughts out with gospel music. I definitely pray a lot. I try to read a lot. And I definitely try to just wrap myself in positivity, good vibes, and good spirit. So, number two, drown yourself in gospel.